says this is really meant to be one schmooze. So I'm connecting the pieces together that it was never connected before. So it could be that we have to see if the connection fits or doesn't fit. That could be the challenge. Okay, so let's start with these Ralbags. These could be three separate shmuzim, but I'm not saying it is three separate shmuzim. So I'll say it, then we'll say what the, on each one we'll stop and say what the independent shmuz might be. But don't lose sight, there's the trees in the forest. So we're trying to get to the forest. Okay. Hatoelos ha-shvi hu b'midus. Hu sheroi la'odam kishi ha-shlituhu acher al-kinyonav. When someone appoints somebody on his assets, if someone hires you, let's talk in contemporary terms, to be their CFO or CEO, sheyinig bahem biyosher niflav, that you should conduct yourselves with tremendous straightforwardness, v'yishtadl batzlachasam, and you should work hard for their success, kfi mashefsha, whatever is possible. So that means, just before the shmuz, just the halacha, that if you have a job and you have to do your best to make them successful. Someone hires you to be a counselor, someone hires you to work study job, someone hires you to take care of the kitchen, or take care of tablecloths, or take care of havdalah, everything you have to do. Anyone hires you to do anything, you have to try with all, didn't say with all, you have to do whatever, mashta efshir, whatever is possible to make them appear successful. V'lo yosir la'atzmo l'kach zmem davar, you shouldn't take extra for yourself at all. Afa pishu sibas hagos hakinyonim mahem l'baleim, even though you are the cause, you are the secret to their success, you are the catalyst to make them successful. I am sure at Amazon, it isn't just the owner, the CEO. There's somebody in the organization that's a genius, that's giving them, that company, all the success that they're seeing. But you can't take anything for yourself, even though you're it. You're the reason. Well, is that Tira? She Sipra Torah, She Yosef, Hevi, El Beis Paro, Kol HaKesef, B'chlolo, Shekibil Metvuos, Gavad, the Rabag is Gavadik, I'm voracious. You know, as you get further along, you see less Rabags in the Shmuzim. But the Rabag, I'm voracious, it's Mamash Gavadik. He puts it right back into the story. The Torah tells us that Yosef brought to Beis Paro all of the money that came in for the tefuah. Lo hishal la'atzmo davar mimenu. He didn't take mamish one penny for himself. It's a like pashut, erlichkeit, right? You think that's pashut, but the Torah is speaking about the praise of Yosef. He didn't take anything for himself. That's considered major. Okay. V'sivev sheyia mikne habehemel paro, and he also made that all the cattle came to paro. Achasha ofas kesef me'anche aretz, he gathered all the kesef. V'achar ken kona kol aretz leparo, he also purchased all the real estate. Bovin choisa kol aretz leparo chamish, I mean, he also, I guess, assigned all the land to paro. V'zekulo mitov hashkachoso, this is all from the mituv hashkachaso, from the good divine providence, batzlochas mashe hipokit alav, with the success that was put on to Yosef. Notice he had hakaras hatov, poshet hakaras hatov, Yosef had. Look what Paro did for him. He was a slave. He was in jail. And Paro put him into a position. And he, this his acting in this way was because of Hakaras HaTov. Im Shekvar Osa Zeh B'Chochma, he also did it with tremendous strategy. Ba'ofen Shenosnu Lo Toda Al Zeh Anshei Aretz, he was so genius in how he administered, I'm not sure what the word is, this whole initiative, but that the people so appreciated it. Va'amru Shehu Hechyosam, people mamish thanking I assume that means thanking Paro. How do you learn this? Thanking Paro, thanking Yosef? I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe even thanking Paro. That Paro mamish sustained them through this. So you see this tremendous, you know, that Yosef, okay, we were saying an independent shmooze. We say a shmooze, like you see that a shmooze in Hakaras HaTov over here, that here, you know, Hakaras HaTov. Yosef could argue that it was, everything was him. And yet he's giving all of the appreciation and all the recognition to Paro. Okay, whatever. You probably say your own five shmuzim on this Rabag. There are probably a few of them that are Nogia. What are you looking at me? There are shmuzim. I wasn't looking to say a shmuz on this Rabag per se, but we're going to use that, the tzir of this Rabag, how so much out of his way Yosef went to show Hakaras HaTov and the Erlichkeit that he did everything with. Okay, then HaTov HaShmini Hu B'Midus When you're doing something difficult to them, I said this shmooze as a separate, standalone shmooze. I don't have to read through the whole thing just to save time. You know, what did he do when he made these rations for the Mitzrim? So he exempted all of the officers. Officers are not subject to the rations. They could take whatever they want. So why did he do this? Because he had to count on all these officers to implement and mandate this from the people. So he wanted to make sure they were on board. They weren't going to undermine his edicts. So he had to make sure that the officers of the of Egypt were going to be on board with him. So with tremendous chachma, he wanted to see success, and he was able to pull this off by, again, coming up with every strategy possible that could help. And there's another Ralbag in Miketz that says that he also did it in a way that the Stam Mitzri would appreciate, that he made the storage houses near each town. Really, it was better for Yosef if he could have one big silo somewhere in Tallahassee or, you know, somewhere where he could supervise it, but then people would always be nervous and there would be panic. People don't have food. So to give them the feeling of pas pasalo, that there's going to be available, he made an additional expense, an additional difficulty for him. He made silos in each city. I mean, he used a tremendous amount of chachma. He was like over, like OCD almost, on every tenua that had to be done. Now, zokt this sefarnu. The pasuk says, "Vakol nishma beis paro lemo boach Yosef." The brothers of Yosef came. Vayitav beni paro v'nei avodav. Vayitav beni paro she. That from here on in, Yosef's ability to supervise Mitzrayim will not be like a outsider, like an outside officer or leader. But rather, it'll be like someone who is a citizen, L'sheves ba'aretz hu v'zaro, that now that he's here in the land, he and his children, v'zei yashkiach b'chol lev, and now he's going to lead and supervise with all his heart, l'heitiv la'aretz l'yashveh. So almost the shmuz almost screams out at you, like, you know, the fact that there are so many different madrigas is a shmuz we've heard so many times in so many different areas, tefila and bitachon, so many different levels. We know, I guess that's the basics in Musar, it's not all or nothing, that we could keep moving from madriga to madriga in so many different areas. We shouldn't ever give up and don't lose hope. Oh, I can't be the greatest. And a little bit, they were saying over yesterday, like, say, you won't be able to know Erevin so perfectly, but you'll know the other Masechtas, and we shouldn't give up. Okay, I can't do everything, but a little bit. So we've heard that shmooze many times. But here, would you think it's like so, everything that Yosef was doing was so over the top. We sometimes think that it's indistinguishable. The difference, I mean, at least many people, myself included, that even though I know that shmooze intellectually, that to do one nacha madrega, one slight clarity in the learning, or one slight, you know, extra kavana by tefillah, we know it intellectually, but how perceptible is it? Here, Paro himself perceives how distinguishable it's going to be between Yosef, who apparently has gone all out. He has gone all out beyond what anyone could think of, with every tenua and doing it that the people will want it this way. Each one of these Rabbags is a toelas bemidos. The Torah has to teach you this. Like, it's not the pashut of praise. If it was considered Aleph Bey's praise, it wouldn't be here in this Rabbag, which I guess he could say a shmuz on every pashut Rabbag for that reason, but it's still true. So this is the hair on each one. And yet, you could analyze each one, you see the, you know, especially in this Tawelas HaShvi, where, you know, the nature of mankind is when you are responsible. He interpreted the dream, and he came up with the initiative, and he hired the people, and he came up with strategies that the people will buy in, and the officers will buy in. What's he doing this for? It's Mitzrayim. If they flop, they flop, you know? He'll do his best. He gets himself a nice, cozy position, a cushy job. He'll do his best, but to go to that extent, this is beyond belief. And yet, Paro understands that when the brothers come, Yaakov, they come down to Mitzrayim, now he's going to be a leader who's going to do it b'lev shalem. Now it's going to be gevaldik, distinguishable. So this is just a deher. Okay, so what's the, you're going to say this is different than all the madrigas by davening and by bitacha, maybe that's not distinguishable, but here, l'chora, it was so over the top, so l'chora, what's distinguishable? Now, this idea, Yosef didn't do anything wrong, and just the notion of knowing that he's bought in even more, he's tied in even more, is going to make such a big difference. Any way that we can, so to speak, tie ourselves in, commit ourselves more. I think of so many different areas like this. You know, your children are there, and your father is there. And now you're a resident. Now you're committed. You know, like you go daven in a shul. Okay, you daven there three times a day, 7 days a week. But whatever, I don't want to become a member. I don't want to buy a seat, whatever. But then you're like a, you know, ger toshev. You're a ger. But a person buys a seat in the shul, he's a member in the shul. Now he's one of us. You know, it's made a very big difference. Had this experience when I was in Kol. So Okay, I'm not sure I made the right decision, but for the purpose of the shmooze, I'm going to share. So I had this, I was offered this job in camp to be a, right after I got married, to work in camp as one of the assistant head counselors. And they were paying, I'm not allowed to say this on the recording, you may have to erase it, we'll see. So they were paying $3,000 to be the assistant head counselor of camp with a free bungalow and everything for my kids. So, but the yeshiva was makbid that you couldn't leave the zman early. And if you wanted to be in the kolo, I want to be in the kolo. So I found out you could be in the kolo, but they won't pay you. Okay? How much, if they don't pay you, you're going to lose the money. So how much do they pay a year? $60 a week. How much do they come out to a year? $3,000. So I had to weigh, which one should I do? I could stay in the kolo and get $3,000 a year, or I can go to camp. And I'd have a place to be for Ben Ezmanim, so I won't have to spend money on Ben Ezmanim. I'd be in camp for July also with my family. So I'll save money also $3,000. So I made a business decision. And okay, so I'm ready to take off. I was ready to take off, you know, three, four weeks. I thought it was a habayah. I made all the heterim, habayah sestara, all the, you know, all those other cheshbonos. It was good for me. It was my wife. She was teaching. What she can do otherwise, and whatever. I made all the Shana Bishana. Showers. I'm sure I consulted with different people. I may make decisions. I went. And then I went to the camp, you know, shortly after Sukkot, and I said, next summer I can't come. Why can't you come? Because the yeshiva said that they won't pay me kolo if I do that, and I need the money. I said, how much you get paid? So they thought I was asking for a raise. Said, you know, $60 a week. They made the computations. $3,000 a year, you're making that in the summer. I said, yeah, but I told them this schmooze. Not that I knew the schmooze yet, but I said, I don't feel part of the kol. I feel like a ger toshev. I want to be sitting at my table with, and if you're in kolo, you have to keep track of your hours. You're only allowed 100 hours off a year. So after that, you have to deduct and you have to give back whatever monies you missed, more than 100 hours. So the fact that I don't have to do that, that means I'm not on the clock like everyone else. I feel like I'm not giving of myself. What, you have chavrusas to the same time? Yeah, my chavrusas are there at the same times, but I don't feel the same, connected. So that's it. So I told them I'm taking the job, and then they came back to me a month later. They told me I can come for a month. And then since then, I was only going for a month. So it's like pretty amazing. I never thought they would offer such a position. An 8-week program that they let someone come on that level for 1 month. That was pretty crazy. So, but just the hair, I felt it very much. And I eventually did speak to the Rashiv about it, Rashiv Zatzal, and he felt very, very strongly that tells everyone to take the money in the kolo because you'll feel more connected. I was mechavin to it on my own, and I've advised other people when you have the opportunity, you have to sign up, commit yourself. You know, commit yourself. People come, they're going to learn. Mishtabru said, "Man, I don't need a chavrusa. Just going to come and learn. If someone's around, I'll learn with them." Yeah, you're not committing yourself. You're a ger toshev. You're just like showing up. I come to Seder, morning Seder. What do you have this morning Seder for? Everyone's learning the same thing. I just sit down anywhere and learn. You're a ger toshev. You don't want to commit yourself to a chavrusa. So if you're not committed to a chavrusa, there's no one to harangue you when you don't show up. So that's why some people also don't become members in a shul. You know, because I like to go all around. I like to go all around. So if you go all around, you can also go no around. You don't show up anywhere. You got to go to one place. I think that's the Indian. You should go to one place so this way you don't show up. Someone calls you up and says, what happened to you? Oh, you know, yeah, I was oversleeping a lot the last week. No, you need to commit yourself. You have to live life not as a, let's use the right expression. Ezra Tosha, what's the first election of Yosef? Kashkoch is ger, but rather toshav. Should be like a ger. You should be a toshav, not a ger. I used the wrong expression before. This is the whole idea of committing oneself to be more in. The more you can get in, force yourself, commit yourself. Because once you're committed, yeah, you brought your children there, and you brought your parents there. Whoa, now already you're committed. Whatever we could do to commit ourselves, you know, when a person comes, like, where are you sitting? You know, the guy sits, comes, any teacher could tell you this, you know, you see a kid comes in the first day of class and he's sitting in the back of the room. You know, he doesn't want to commit himself. You go to a shir, where do you want to sit? You sit, you know, you sit in the back. You sit in the back because if it doesn't work out, it can just always walk out. Don't commit yourself. Take a seat, walk to the front, sit down. Yes, if I have to go out, I'm going to stand up in front of 1,000 people, and I'm going to stand up and walk out. But you'll commit yourself for the shir. What's the problem? So go. You don't like it? Okay, you have to pick yourself up and go, but commit yourself. This is the nafka mina, and tapara was pashut. It was so pashut. To me, before I saw these marmakomas, I wouldn't thought it was so pashut. Here you have Yosef, maybe a stomach person, yes. Stomach person, of course, I can make a difference. But Yosef? For someone acting like Yosef, on him you're going to say this shmooze? Yes. That's why the shmooze is said by Yosef. Even by Yosef, it makes such a big difference in how, you know, the productivity that comes out from someone who's even more invested.